The next card is the Wheel of Fortune. Life is like a wheel. When man is up, the only way to go is down. And when he's down, he can be sure that he will eventually go up again. Nothing in this life is stable and permanent. Man must learn to accept the challenges and the blessings, for both are important to his soul's growth. And it talked about soul's growth. And Wheel of Fortune happens to be Jupiter. And Jupiter is all about growth and expansion. All right? And so, as you go through your trials and tribulations, and you have to, retreat. Remember, if you, the person that's down, there's only one way left to go, which is up. And if you're that person that's up, remember, there's only one way for you to go left, and that's down. And which brings in the statement of, what's that saying? Be kind to the people on your way up, because that's the same people you're going to see on your way back down. Just some other.
Sometimes you're at the top, but then sometimes you'd be down at that bottom as well. So it can sort of have you learn about gratitude.
Also, you have a angel, a eagle, a bull, and a lion in the corners. That represents the four fixed signs, which would be Aquarius, Scorpio, Taurus, and Leo. You said, where is Scorpio? The high vibration of Scorpio is an eagle, not a scorpion. And the other note, the words in the middle say tarot, but if you spell them backwards, it says Torah. And what is the Torah? I think a few people out here have heard of the Torah before. Do you look at the Wheel of Fortune as a karma card?
I can see it being perceived in that manner, yeah. Yes. Humility and gratitude really come to mind with that card. Not everything is permanent.
All right. The next card